All righty, here we are. I love that song.
I love Elvis Costello and any.
Me too.
Anything that comes out of his mouth.
Me too. You know, I think this section should be a little bit more fun, since you know we're always talking about such freaking awful things in the free show. I have two things that I wanted to talk about. One of them we already touched on. I have this desire to write another book, and the thing is that the last book that I wrote was the first attempt at fiction, and I love it. I love writing fiction. That's my favorite. You just suggested, you know, getting stories gathered, which is actually something I might be able to do. I can do them together because then other people are writing it. But it's like I'm so, you know, I'm just kind of putting this out there to you, out there to anybody who might want to throw out some suggestions. Doesn't mean I'm going to take it for a fiction book. But when I decided to write Peyton's Choice, I figured I want to write a book about a teenage girl who has an abortion and, you know, doesn't regret doing it. So that's all I had to go on. And then the story just kind of took its own life and came out of me. I didn't plot it all out and figure out where it was going to go. I just one day started writing and it just took its, had a life of its own. And so I feel like I want to do something like that. I just don't have that kernel. I don't have that main idea. The only thing that I can think of, and I don't know that I want to write a book about this, is that a woman overcoming obstacles specifically with misogyny, whether it's a workplace situation or a relationship, you know, where somebody's with an abusive person, whether it's physically abusive or mentally abusive or whatever. I don't know if I want to do that because I can't seem to come up with anything further than that. So it's like I just, I keep, you know, and it was funny because I do have a good sense of humor often, but I don't know how to get that across in humor. I mean, I'm sorry, in fiction. You know, and it's funny though, because when I was an actress, people would tell me that I came off very serious. And I remember we had a casting director come into my acting studio who she did Third Rock from the Sun. And this was such a big deal to me. I was like, oh man, I have to be good. So we got our sides, which is a little audition piece. And I decided this is my make or break moment for being able to handle comedy. And so I just really, I just put everything I had into it. And I could hear the casting director laughing when I was doing my scene. And I got called in. I unfortunately, she called me in for two characters that I knew I would never be cast as. I knew it, but still, at least I got straight to producer call, which is a really good, a big deal. That means they think you're good enough to be on the show. Now they just want to see if, you know, how you are with like the people and all that. So it's like, but unfortunately I said when I was auditioning for that show, I thought, okay, they're going to cast X for this and X for that. And they did. And they were never going to cast me for it. So I knew that I wouldn't get the parts, but I was so excited. And then from that moment on, comedy didn't scare me. I didn't feel frightened by it. So I just don't know, you know, I just have to find my breakthrough moment. And it's not to say I want to write a comedy book, but I want to be able to share my humor in my fiction writing. So it's like, I don't know. I just don't have an idea. And I really want to write now. Like, I'm starting to feel that bug. I'm just putting it out there.
I hate writing emails. I don't even know how you do that. Well, I think I'm good with ideas, and you're a fucking amazing writer, and you're funny. And when, I mean, you've got it, just start doing it. I would reach out to the people that follow you and, just kind of say, hey, this is a kernel here, but what do you think? Private message me, some ideas, or if you want to share your, you know, confidentially share your personal experience. Cause that's, you know,
I do like the idea that you threw out there about collecting stories from women. That would be an interesting, I think that would be an interesting read.
I think it would too. And I would read it and I would buy it and I would share it and I would buy it for my friends as presents.
Yeah. Well, you're
just, you know, I'm a proponent. I'm one of your biggest fans. You know that. I would do anything.
Well,
to
we're
to
both
help.
Each other's fans.
And but then, I you think know, that's it's funny a great idea.
You interviewed me. That's how we met.
No, no.
On the Lady Brain Show.
You know who's also a killer writer, and you it must come down through the genes, is your mom.
Yeah.
What is, have you run this past her?
No. Well, I mean, I've told her that I want to write stuff, and her whole thing is we'll just start writing, but it's like, well, I need some kind of, like I said, I need some kind of kernel. Like I had that idea for Peyton's Choice where I want to write a book about a teen. I was solid on that.
Right.
I knew it.
I would put it out there. Put it out there to your people and see what people come back with.
Yeah.
Ask him for the private message. There was a while back, I was pretty...
No, I won't.
I don't even know
message.
That if I was...
Too many people on my friends list to do a private message. I'll get so many private messages.
How would they get
just,
you?
I could just... well, if I was going to ask for a story for a fiction book, I could just have them write it in the comments.
Oh,
the
there
comments.
You go.
Yeah.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Right? That then they, yeah, there you go. Just see what that's no skin off your nose, really.
Right.
And if the ideas come flying in, and you know, you might get people who you know personally, oh, I don't know, calling you with some of their stories, like you, which is probably shocking that I would even intimate that I have something I wouldn't say on a podcast or out in the street.
Yeah.
But there's some shit.
Yeah.
You know,
of course.
I got some things and I have some ideas. Yeah, you gotta do that.
Yeah, I mean, like I have time, but I would just find the time. I would just find
you would find, yeah, you would find the time.
And you know what?
I found the time to watch Ozark, the entire series, in about 4 days.
Okay,
so
there you go.
I made time for that.
Well, you know what's actually kind of been getting me even more in the mood to do this is there. Bob and I like watching the Brady Bunch. And the other night we watched the episode where Marsha had a crush on Harvey Klinger. And so I Googled Harvey Klinger and I found out that there's a Harvey Klinger literary agency. And I'm like, oh my God. I just like somehow I have to work with this.
They have to publish the book for you.
But I have to get something out. I can't just like go to them now and go, hey, will you please be my agent?
Oh, no, no. You have to have a draft.
I have to have a draft. I have to have all that stuff ready for them. And I mean, I found the person that I want to target. It's a woman and she specifically works with feminist writers.
There you go. So it's like Harvey Klinger.
Yes. I just think it's so funny. Harvey Klinger.
Was Harvey Klinger the guy whose dad owned the wallpaper shop?
No, he was the bug guy. Do you remember he liked the bugs?
The bug guy,
with the really big lips.
Charlie. Charlie was the guy. That was, oh, my nose. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we love watching the Brady Bunch.
Oh, my God, I love the Brady Bunch.
I think every Gen Xer does. I wanted to be in the Brady Bunch. I wanted to be a Brady so desperately when I was a child because my parents were divorced and they had the ideal life. I mean, I wanted that.
You know what? I was too brown to even put myself in the Brady's realm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I loved it.
Right.
I would have rather, who knows? Yeah.
Well, Bob and I like to joke, we like to add our commentary. In fact, we should just like watch the Brady Bunch and do a voice track commentary and then sell that
like
online.
Like pop-up video.
Yes. Absolutely. Because like, and we talk about how Mike treats Alice like a slave because he totally does. I mean,
right.
He just totally treats her like a slave, and she's more than happy to be the Brady slave. I'm sure
she's.
I was like, there was the episode when they were camping in the Grand Canyon, and they were all like way, way, way far away, and there's Alice all alone sitting dinner by like the fire pit.
like the bastard of the family. And, you know, with a room off the kitchen. And nobody gave a shit if they were making too much noise in the kitchen at night. Oh, it's just Alice. She doesn't need a good solid 8 so she can wipe all our asses tomorrow. In her blue gown.
Oh my God, blue gown. Oh my God. And we get really crude. We say really crude things. But I used to do that in high school. My girlfriend and I would come home every day after school and watch the Brady Bunch and just like rip. It was so much fun.
Oh yeah.
We would throw things at the TV.
We had so much fun. You couldn't. I, to this day, I'm the worst person. Like I tell people, if you want to watch the Oscars with me, there's going to be commentary from the first freaking frame until the very end. So if that's not for you, stay away. I can't come. I cannot come.
Oh my God. Oh, well, you know what? I wanted to talk about fall, but I think we should save that for the next time, because I know we're on a limited schedule today. So for whoever's listening, and I didn't mention this on the free show, but I'm really excited because next week we're going to, I hope I say his name right, talk to John Pavlovitz. I'm so excited. I think he is so completely awesome. And I'm looking forward to that. So yay. Anyway.
Yeah, he's the type of guy, like, he's so pure of heart and soul.
And he's the kind of guy. Writer.
Yeah. Oh, my God, please. That dude could change the world.
Yeah.
If enough people knew who he was and just took a second to hear where he's coming from.
And then I promised him that we wouldn't use any profanity.
Okay, I won't.
FYI, I have to like remember that.
No fucking way.
Don't say fuck. Don't say fuck.
It'll be good. I'm a business person.
I know.
And I don't cuss in front of all my clients.
I know, but put a microphone in me in front of my face and I immediately start screaming fuck. So
that's
I can't seem to help myself.
I can't help it.
All righty. Well, there you go. That's the end of another thing.
Thanks. Kimberly, yes, you rule.
So do you. We rule.
Oh. Nice. I love being surprised by the tunes.
All right, everybody. Take care and thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.